Jethel Horror Silverwing Show is intended for a mature audience.
Give me a J!
J!
Give me an E!
E!
Give me a T!
T!
Give me an H!
H!
Give me an A!
A!
Give me an L!
L!
What's it spelled?
Jethel!
One more time!
Jethel!
I can't hear you!
In a galaxy far, far away, God said,
"What are they talking about?
Is that
all? Oh, singing Jesus boy,
was kind of cute."
Michael Randy was ill the day the Earth stood still, but he told us where we stand
on our feet.
And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear.
Here we go.
Claude Rains was the invisible man.
I don't see that either.
Then something went wrong for Faye Ray and King Kong.
She went ancient.
They got caught in a celluloid jam.
A monkey jam.
Then at a deadly pace, it came from
where?
Outer space.
Thank you.
And this is how the message rang. Double feature, Dr. X. We'll build a creature. See androids fighting. I know Leo G. Carroll was over a barrel when Tarantula took to the hills. And I really got hot when I saw Jeanette Scott fight a Triffid that spits poison and kills. Dana Andrews said prunes gave him the
shits.
And passing them use lots of skills.
Yes, skills!
But when worlds collide,
oh,
said George Powell to his bride, I'm gonna give you some terrible thrills. Science fiction, double feature, Doctor picture show. I wanna go home. Oh, oh, oh. To the late night double feature picture show.
Why are you here?
Oh, 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 oh. To the late night double feature picture show in the background.
Fuck the Metro!
Oh, ho, ho, ho. To the late night double feature picture show.
Welcome to the Jethel Horror Silverwing Show!
Okay. Had to be done. This is the Jethel Horror Silverwing Show, our annual Halloween show here on the Jethel Silverwing Show. This is October 28th, 2008. With me, as always, my love, my main ghoul, my blood-sucking freak, my Elquin Jenna!
Hail and greetings, I thank God it's scary, huh?
How are you doing today?
I don't know, you're trying to scare me, aren't you?
Me?
Yeah.
Would I do such a thing?
Yes!
I take offense at that.
Me? Well, I guess that's better taking the rail, I don't know.
Me trying to scare you?
I don't have to try, baby.
Oh!
So, as all of you listening in has heard, the theme of the show is the Jethel Horror Silverwing Show. During the length of the broadcast, we are going to be having songs from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, as sung by myself, the Drunken Dwarf, and Cheez-It Nibblebuns. Of course, during this, in the third segment, the third music break, I should say, of course, the infamous Drunken Dwarf Sweet Transvestite.
You really had to get him drunk again to make him do that.
Hey, simple as this, I told him if he wanted to be in the show this week, this is what he has to do. And people love him singing Sweet Transvestite.
Uh-huh.
That's all there is to it. Later on in the program, the Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It Nibblebuns will be taking a step into the far back weather machine, and shenanigans will happen.
Shenanigans, I say.
Shenanigans. Okay. Why didn't anyone tell me this?
What?
Apparently, early this morning, the guild has dinged to...
Level 69.
I am my favorite number.
Woohoo! Level 69.
I like that number.
A lot of people do. So let's give the Legion of Kithagor a nice level 69 ding. I wish I had the introduction to Brick House with Rob Zombie queued up, but that's okay. We'll just give us a regular old ding there. There we go. All right, we're also going to be taking a look at our favorite horror movies.
Horror movies, and what do they mean to us?
What do horror movies mean to you, Elquin?
Means staying up late on Saturday nights.
You mean you go to bed early on Saturday nights?
No, that's what it used to mean to me. I mean,
oh, okay.
That's when all the good horror movies used to be on.
Now, have you always lived on the West Coast?
Yes.
Okay, on the East Coast, we had, we had a WLVI out of Boston. This was before they were bought out by the WB Network. And he had the Creature Double Feature. Did you have something like that around here?
We had Creature Features out of San Francisco.
Creature Features out of San Francisco.
Yeah, I forgot what channel it was on. It was Channel 2.
Really, like, crappy movies and whatnot?
Well, it was... for me, growing up as a teenager, you know, young teenager, this was, like, the best stuff.
Well, of course, this is where we got to see, like, Godzilla. And, you know, a lot of the black and white horror movies. I know the first horror movie I can remember ever seeing was on the Creature Double Feature. And it was called Don't Be Afraid of the Dark. It's about a woman who moves into a house that she inherits or something like that. But there are little demons in the furnace. There's a bricked up furnace down in the basement. She's told not to open it. She's like, well, it's cold, I'm gonna open it. So she, like, unbricks the thing there, and little does she know that it's filled with little hairy demon people, and murder and mayhem ensue. Called Don't Be Afraid of the Dark. And guess what? As a kid, it made me afraid of the dark.
See, now, I got spoon-fed things like, you know, Vincent Price movies and Bela Lugosi.
Now, I didn't get into Vincent Price, really, until my teen years. We have a movie on our on the Netflix list I'm hoping I'm going to get next, called The Monster Club. It's Vincent Price.
Oh, God! I knew that one.
It's Vincent Price and someone else in a bar or a tavern, and they're telling monster stories and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen that in years. I was really surprised to see that Netflix had it, and I can't wait to see it again. It has literally been 20 years since I've seen this movie.
But these are the movies that I watched, you know, late at night on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like huge, gigantic tarantula spiders and mummy movies. And,
the 60s were great for giant bug movies, weren't they? They had, like, giant spiders, Kingdom of the Ants. They had one with some kind of giant praying mantis. You know, but, you know, that's more sci-fi, though. That's sci-fi thriller. I'm talking about horror. I mean, Frankenstein's monster. What's the name of the monster in the movie Frankenstein? He doesn't have a name! Or actually, it's just the monster. So, I have compiled a list. Do you have your own list, Elquin?
Just in my head.
Just in your head? All right. Well, we'll talk about that. Let's, I have a list of, you know, when I think horror, these are the movies that come to mind immediately. And I wrote them up, and they're on the kithcore.org forums. Number one that comes to mind, my favorite ghost movie has to be The Changeling, 1980, starring George C. Scott. I love this movie to death. George C. Scott's character is a music professor of some kind, and he moves into a historical building that is haunted by the spirit of the little boy who was murdered there in the 30s. You have to love it. I mean, it's just wonderful work. If you're familiar with the term phantasmagoria, not the game, but the term phantasmagoria, it's basically trickery, you know, well, not really trickery, but like what they're calling like electronic voice recordings, you know, spiritual recordings and stuff like that, or spirit photography. That all falls under phantasmagoria. And this is probably the first movie I can remember that actually featured a spiritual voice on a tape recorder. They recorded during a seance to find out what the spirit of the house was doing. And it was pretty creepy. I mean, the first time I remember seeing it, I was probably, oh God, maybe 12, and it was on TV. And it scared the crap out of me. I like it.
See, the one that scared the crap out of me was one that was in the theater at the time,
mm-hmm.
and it was Hell House.
The Legend of Hell House. I have that downstairs, actually.
Yes.
The Legend of Hell.
You watch it now and you go, but back then, showing dead bodies of any sort on the screen was not, they weren't doing that then.
Right.
You know, so the fact that whatever you were going to see in this movie was going to give you nightmares for weeks mm-hmm. was worth going to go see it, you know?
I do remember my elementary school used to every year have a big Halloween party for the kids, and we'd get to vote between two movies that we wanted to see. One of them was like Dracula or Frankenstein or something like that. And then the other choice was this movie called, and I haven't been able to find it since. And I want to see this to see if it's as wicked as I thought. It was called Asylum House of Crazies. And they actually stopped the film. They stopped the film and took the little kids, the smaller kids, out of the auditorium for one scene, and it had a head rolling down a flight of stairs. I suppose everything else in the movie was fine, but we can't show that head. You know, we're talking in the late 70s, early 80s here, so this is, back then, seeing a severed head rolling down the hallway was, I guess, kind of a big deal. Think about the best horror movies you've ever heard of that you can remember that, that really stick in your mind, and realize that most of them were made in the 70s. The 70s and the 80s. I mean, without a doubt, the best horror movie ever made, The Exorcist, made the year I was born. Have you ever seen the unrated the new release of The Exorcist that they did a few years ago with extended footage and whatnot?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? The only scene that really seemed to bother people was, I guess, they had actually hired a contortionist to do this scene that Linda Blair, or I should say Regan, Linda Blair's character, does some kind of spider walk. She, she's upside down, walking on her hands and feet, but, she's on her back. Walking on her hands and feet, coming down the stairs. And this was not some kind of an effect. They couldn't affect stuff like that back then. This was a contortionist doing it. And I guess they took it out of the movie because it just, in test audiences, they just freaked the hell out. For 1972 or 71, whatever it was released, it was too much. I mean, you look at it now, and it's like, wow, that's kind of weird. It's kind of weird looking, but, it doesn't, just totally freak us out. What's next on your list? Who knows, maybe our lists merge at some point.
Well, how far back are we going?
As far back as you want. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the 1930s Nosferatu is a great film.
It was The Tingler. That was interesting.
Isn't that one of those freaking movies where the guys would like wire up the seats to electricity?
I don't know if they did or not. I just know when I watched it. It was a Vincent Price film.
They used to do shit like that. Low voltage currents of electricity going through the seats to make people scream, and they'd set them off randomly. Just, oh my god, the crap they used to try. Okay, so The Tingler.
That will always stick out in my mind, yeah.
I would have to say that I've never seen The Tingler.
Well, Vincent Price is a doctor, and, his wife can't... I remember right, his wife can't scream or something. Anyway, he discovers that in people who are terrified and they can't scream, this creature develops on their backbone or something like that, and it's weird. It goes on from there, yeah.
Well, let's put it on the list. I'm at Netflix.com right now, and yeah. Netflix 1959, Vincent Price. That is on the, that is available. So we will get that, and we will check it out.
But yeah, I liked all the Vincent Price movies, the Edgar Allan Poe, the House of Wax, what was the other one? Dr. Phobius or something like that.
Dr. Fibes.
Fibes.
The abominable Dr. Fibes.
Fibes.
I didn't dig Dr. Fibes. I just thought it was kind of weird.
Well,
okay, the guy's like deformed or something, and he's trying to kill these people. I'm not sure why he's trying to kill these people.
Bit in the pendulum, but that's in the Edgar Allan Poe series, I believe.
And then if you want to, you can always go into Hitchcock movies like The Birds.
Oh, yeah. Well, The Birds, Psycho, of course, is classic. Classic horror. You know, for all its fame and whatnot, you realize that Psycho, only two people died in the movie. Compared to some of the body counts that you see nowadays.
Yeah. You know, it got to be not so much the movie, but who was in it. Anything with Vincent Price, anything with Peter Cushing, Christopher Lee, Bela Lugosi, it was like, I've got to see it. I was all over it. I don't care what it was. I had a problem watching mummy movies, though, believe it or not.
Really? Why is that?
I don't know. Just couldn't handle mummies. Now it doesn't bother me, but back then, ooh.
That's weird.
Frankenstein I could do, but mummies I just couldn't do for a while.
Frankenstein. Metallica bad. No, sorry.
Yeah.
All right, how about... Okay, so it's already been mentioned in the channel, so we may as well talk about Hellraiser.
Yep, that's another good one.
Loved Hellraiser.
I mean, what can't be said about Hellraiser? A guy comes back from hell and needs the blood of living victims in order to regenerate his body. And, you know, the thing is, in the movie, the Cenobites are almost an afterthought. And, of course, they become the total focus of the sequels. But I just think that's kind of funny. But, yeah, the Hellraiser, of course, not for everyone. I mean, I don't consider Hellraiser to be a slasher film, so to speak. I mean, yes, there is gore, there is blood, and whatnot, but I don't consider it the typical slasher film. I think you know, teenagers getting caught camping in the woods, and Jason friggin' Voorhees hunting them down with a machete. That's a slasher film.
And those were always so predictable. It's like,
oh yeah,
you take anybody and get them away, and there's something bad that happens, and then they go to explore it, and of course everybody splits up, and predictable.
And then it comes down to just betting on which one of the girls is going to survive, because it's not going to be one of the guys. Only one of the girls will survive.
Yeah.
Damn girls in your surviving horror movies. One on my list here that some people really think I'm crazy for putting up here is The Blair Witch Project, 1999, Heather Donahue. I liked it because I went into it with an open mind, and I let it be what it was supposed to be. It was supposed to represent footage found after these film students went missing. I went in, I'm like, okay, that's what I'm going to see. It's just footage. It's not scripted. You know, it was the horror movie of reality shows, and I think they did it well. I mean, the entire movie was not scripted. The director, during certain points, knew he wanted to lead them in different directions. But there, you know, any lines or anything like that, they had no scripted lines. They were just thrown out into the woods and told, okay, you're film students, you're lost in the woods, you're trying to find this witch that everyone's talking about. Now get out there and just react to whatever you hear around you. And, you know, the director would go out with a tape recorder, you know, with a boombox, you know, and hide somewhere in the woods within earshot of their campsite and just start playing the creepiest stuff he could think of playing. And they'd have other guys out there shaking limbs of trees and stuff like that. But, you know, always in the middle of the night and, you know, where no one could be seen. And, you know, in an interview I saw with Heather Donahue, the star of the whole thing, she actually did become pretty freaked out during it. And, you know, in the part where one of the characters disappears, the guy that disappeared had no idea it was going to happen. You know, the director snuck into the campsite, you know, and just waited for someone to get out of the tent to go to the bathroom. and tapped the guy on the shoulder and said, "You've been taken." And so it was like a freaking live RP event.
I don't remember ever watching the Blair Witch one.
I think we have it downstairs. We'll have to watch it.
I still haven't watched it. Don't know.
Let's see here. What are people talking about? Dawn of the Dead. Dawn of the Dead was all right.
We were talking about that the other day. There's so many Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dawn of the Dead, the Day of the Dawn of the Dead Dead.
And then, of course, there is the parody, the Day of the Dawn of the Son of the Bride of the Return of the Flesh-Eating Hellbound Subhuman Dead. And that is really a movie, if you can actually find it. I think I have it downstairs somewhere. Someone took Night of the Living Dead, took out the soundtrack, and put in their own soundtrack. It was actually pretty funny. It's the Normals versus the overworked minimum wage zombies.
But there's Shaun of the Dead's great.
Of the Dead is wonderful. I loved it.
But there's so many of the Dawn of the Dead type movies that I have totally lost track, and then they remade them. Which one was Bruce Campbell in?
Oh no, that was The Evil Dead.
The Evil Dead. Okay, see now look, you got the Dawn of the Dead, the Day of the Dead, the Day After the Dawn of the Dead, and then The Evil Dead and the Boomsticks, and I get them all mixed up. They're all zombie movies.
This
Army of Darkness
is
yes.
My Boomstick.
I sort of lump all those movies together.
Army of Darkness was more of a comedy. Evil Dead, serious, independent horror movie. I think for exceedingly low budget, I think they did a great job at it. Evil Dead 2 started getting into a little humor with it. And then, of course, part 3 is The Army of Darkness, and it was a comedy. It was a horror comedy.
It's just hard to keep up with all this undead without a scorecard, you know?
Yeah. Let me look something up here.
There's, I don't know, half a dozen of them, aren't there?
What's that?
Undead movies, zombie movies?
Oh, God, there are hundreds of them, for crying out loud. Trying to find this here. The spell that he's supposed to say in Army of Darkness. I'm trying to find the exact words here.
He says a spell?
Yeah, there's a spell he's supposed to say before he takes the book.
Oh, God knows.
Come on.
Do you even have those?
I think we have Army of Darkness. But no, I don't think we have Evil Dead. Damn. Can't find it out. Maybe one of our fans here can...
There's somebody staying in, I think.
Klaatu Varada Nikto. Which, by the way, the day the Earth stood still. Klaatu Varada Nikto was the phrase...
The greeting. No.
No. Klaatu Varada Nikto was the emergency override for the robot.
Yep, that's true.
And, of course, the director of the director of Army of Darkness, or the scriptwriter, whatever, was a fan of The Day the Earth Stood Still and wrote that in as the spell that needed to be said to get the book safely.
I think that's funny.
Talk to Ferrara! Is that good enough? Yeah, I guess they're talking about the Rob Zombie movies there. House of a Thousand Corpses was a very bad movie.
Yeah.
It was very, very. I mean, but the thing is, it was supposed to be a bad movie.
That's true.
Rob Zombie paid homage to all the '80s bad slasher films, and that's pretty much all House of a Thousand Corpses was. It was a tribute to slasher films. But I will say that although it's not a horror movie, The Devil's Rejects, the sequel, was actually a very good movie.
Didn't he make that in less time than he did the first one?
I'm not sure.
Something like that?
Not sure. But as far as I'm concerned, it's one of those situations, a rare situation, where the sequel was better than the first movie.
Well, I think he had more money or something.
He had more people backing him for this one, that's for sure. But The Devil's Rejects, I thought, was a very good... God, how would you classify it? It's a violent action movie.
Yeah.
It's not a horror movie. It's an action movie. And, yeah, it's more of an action thriller. And I've got to say, I was touched and I was moved. And a lot of people have said this, movie critics and whatnot. The final scene where the three remaining members of the Klan, it's not the Ku Klux Klan, but, you know, I can't remember their last names. But anyway, the three final members of the family are staring down, you know, the State Patrol and stuff like that. And then Freebird starts playing. As they, you know, go headlong, you know, into them and guns blazing and bullets flying and stuff like that. And I was touched by it. I mean, the music made the scene. It was great.
They're talking about Omen in the channel. You know, a lot of these movies, like The Exorcist and The Omen and some other ones, I was not allowed to see. I was too young for them. But nobody stopped me from reading the damn books. So, yeah, I'd get the books and sneak off of them and read them, because I wasn't allowed to see the film itself till much later.
You know, I think the only horror movie I've actually read the book for... No, I'm sorry, two of them, actually. I've read Christine and three, and they're all Stephen King's. I've read Christine, I've read It, and Carrie.
I've read those too. You know which one kind of gave me the willies? And it's not really technically a horror movie, it's more of a, well, psycho movie, I guess, was Misery.
I liked Misery.
Oh my God. No, and The Exorcist, when I was reading it, it was the only two that I had to put down for a few minutes because it was just parts in it that just made you go, bleh.
You know, I actually read the Lost Boys book.
That I didn't do.
It actually goes into a lot of the transformation from human to vampire, and I thought it was, you know, there's a great scene there where Michael, the main character, is, you know, trying to eat a bag of potato chips and he just can't bring himself to do it. It's like, oh yeah, I never really thought about that. If you become a vampire, you really can't eat because your body will start rejecting it. But anyway, okay, folks, we got a lot to cover on the show here in little time, so we're going to go ahead and take our first music break, continue with the Jethel Horror Silverwing Show. Let's see, in this one, we're going to start with Damn It, Janet, starring Jethel and Cheez-It, moving on to Over at the Frankenstein's Place, and then we'll cut right into the Time Warp and Dwarven Transvestite. So hang in there. We'll be back in a little bit to talk more about horror movies. This is the Jethel Horror Silverwing Show.
The river was deep, but I swam it.
Janet.
The future is ours, so let's plan it.
Janet.
So please, don't tell me to can it.
Janet.
I've one thing to say, and that's damn it. Janet, I love you. The road was long, but I ran it. There's a fire in my heart and you fan it. If there's one fool for you, then I am it. I've one thing to say and that's damn it, Janet, I love you. Here's the ring to prove that I'm no joker. There's three ways that love can grow. That's good, bad, or I love you so. When we met in his science exam, it made me give you the eye and then panic. Now I've one thing to say, and that's, damn it, Janet, I love you. Damn it, Janet.
Oh, Brad, I'm mad.
Damn it, Janet.
I love you. In the velvet darkness of the blackest night, burning bright, there's a guiding star. No matter what or who you are,
it's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
I remember doing the time warp, drinking those moments when the blackness would hit me and the void would be calling. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
Oh, it's just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
Put your hands on your hips.
you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intentions, well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into a time slip,
and nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation,
like you're under sedation. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
When I was walking down the street just a having a think, when a snake of a guy gave me an evil wink. He shook me up, he took me by surprise. He had a pickup truck and the devil's eyes. He stared at me and I felt a change. Time and nothing ever would again.
Let's do the time warp.
Put your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in tight. That is the pelvic thrust that really drives you insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
How did you say you've met my faithful handyman? He's just a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candyman. Don't get strung out by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a dwarf by the light of day, but not on one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you around and maybe hear your sound. You look like you're both pretty groovy. If you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we can take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Can we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then head back to the car.
Pleasure to meet you, Dr. Doofus.
We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat. Well, how about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a nomadic mechanic. I'm just a speech transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night? Or maybe a bite? I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a mouse. He's out back cleaning the house. He's good for even my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. To the lab and see what's on the slab. I see a shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain ain't really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.
a weakling, weighing 98 pounds, will get sand in his face when kicked to the ground. And soon in the gym, with a determined chin, the sweat from his pores as he works for his cause will make him glisten and gleam. And with massage and just a little bit of steam, he'll be pink and quite clean. He'll be a strong man. Oh, honey, but the wrong man. He'll eat nutrition, high protein, and swallow raw eggs. Try to build up his shoulders, chest, arms, and legs. Such an effort, if he only knew of my plan. In just 7 days, I can make you a man. He'll do press-ups and chin-ups, do the snatch, clean and jerk. He thinks dynamic tension must be hard work. Such strenuous living, I don't understand. When in just 7 days, oh baby, I can make you a man.
All right, we are back. This is the Jethel Horror Silverwing Show. You've been enjoying the Drunken Dwarf doing Sweet Transvestite, I Can Make You a Man, Part 1. And let's see, the Time Warp, and all that good stuff. So, we're getting telemarketing calls this late at night, huh?
Yeah.
Bastards. Alright, anyway, moving on. Down the list, horror movies. What do you like best about horror movies here, Alquin?
I don't know, they're just fun to watch.
Are you captivated by the how is he going to kill them next? That kind of thing?
Well, yeah.
So it's like a car wreck. You don't want to look, but you have to.
Trying to figure out what they're going to do.
Yeah, you know, that's. I think that's the whole draw to the Saw movies.
Oh.
It's like, how is he going to kill them next? I've got to look. I can't look. I have to look.
The thing with the Saw movies was trying to figure out who was doing it. And when you think you had it figured out, you didn't.
But of course, now we know. I mean, the first one, 1984. I don't think I've ever seen Cary Elwes in anything, you know, serious. You know, Princess Bride, of course, you know, not quite a serious movie, but probably the best thing I remember him for, and now he's in a horror movie? Wow. Big jump. But anyway, I mean, the first Saw, it has to be on my list, because, like, who imagined watching the movie for the first time that the dead body that's been in camera view the entire time in the middle of the floor was the killer?
No, totally missed out. Didn't get it.
Didn't get that. I mean, I'm watching the movie, it's like, oh, geez, looks like they're going to get out, huh? And then all of a sudden the body gets up. I'm like, what the hell? I was not expecting that at all.
I think that was good. And I like the fact that, you know, when he had to saw his leg off, they didn't actually show him doing it, but everything up to the point, you know, it was bad. It had me going, ugh.
I mean, for all its, you know, for all its fanfare and whatnot, Saw 1, really, you didn't really see a whole lot. It was more psychological than shock.
Well, you see, that's the way the movies used to be. It wasn't always just blatant, right-out gore. It was always suggested and I don't know.
Yeah. But that's something that has to be said for it. It's a fantastic horror movie. It didn't actually show anything. Not really. I mean, the hyperactive... sorry, I'm reading the friggin' Claymore channel, Hyperactive Children. Okay, anyway. The dead body in the middle of the room was already there. I mean, what else was there? I mean, the whole thing was building the tension of, are they going to do it? Are they going to saw off a limb in order to escape? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, do you have another one do you want to mention?
Well, you already did Saw, and you already did that one.
Well, something has to be said about Seven.
Yeah?
Elkman, what's the one thing I look for in a horror movie?
Unhappy ending.
The epitome of the unhappy ending. The movie Seven. What's in the box? Put the gun down. Put it down. No, what's in the box? I loved Seven. It is a phenomenal, but it's not really a horror movie. Seven is a thriller. It's not really a horror movie. It's a thriller, but it's on my list. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it fits with the... It's on the border between thriller and horror. Anyway. Have you ever seen Event Horizon?
Sounds familiar.
Event Horizon, a spaceship is fitted with a drive that allows it to travel in between dimensions.
Yes, okay, I think I remember seeing it.
And it, instead of, you know, opening up its wormhole and, you know, traveling, you know, to the outer reaches of space and whatnot, it travels to another dimension and travels to hell. And murder and mayhem ensue. You have to love it. It's a great movie. I enjoy it. If you like science fiction and you like horror, I mean, Event Horizon, Alien. Alien's another good sci-fi horror.
Would you consider Jaws a horror movie?
No, absolutely not.
Really? Even though it's listed as a horror movie?
I don't know. I suppose. I suppose it is listed as a horror movie. I don't know. I just never looked at it that way. It's a shark movie. I don't know.
It's still a horror movie.
I suppose.
Killer shark. Huge killer shark.
Gigantic great white killer shark movie. But didn't make my list. It just doesn't... when I think horror movie, Jaws does not come to mind.
What about Nightmare on Elm Street?
One of the great horror movies from the 80s. Loved it. Loved it to pieces. Of course, it was one of those movies that just ended up with too many sequels.
Oh, they ran those into the ground. They did Jason into the ground. They did that one into the ground.
Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th was supposed to have 12 sequels, making 13 movies.
Yeah,
but they never made it. They made it to 10.
Well, everybody was sick of them by then.
Oh, Friday the 13th, part 10, Jason's in outer space? What the hell? That was just stupid. But anyway. Halloween. Good movie. Halloween 2, not so good. The sequels that followed, not so good. I can't think of any of the classic horror movies where the sequels were equally impressive as the originals. I mean, well, forget about the classic ones. Even some of the modern ones, like Saw, of course. You know, the first one, fantastic. Loved it to pieces. And the rest of them is just more of the car wreck scenario. You got to see what he's going to do next. Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Silence of the Lambs. It's a great. great thriller. I think that's more classified as a thriller than a horror movie. Again, it's a fantastic movie in itself. Doesn't immediately come to mind when I think horror movie. It's a thriller. It's a thriller with a killer.
It's a killer thriller.
Renair, I think that's how you're pronouncing the name there. The Hills Have Eyes. I've seen the remake. I've never seen the original. Remake was good. I imagine if the original was, anywhere as good, then it was a good movie as well. Let's see, what else do I have on my list? Oh, and to continue with the Silence of the Lambs, of course, Hannibal. Hannibal was a good movie in itself, too. But again, I don't consider it a horror. It's a thriller. Let's see, we did Event Horizon. We kind of hit on The Lost Boys. Lost Boys, great vampire movies from the 80s. Actually, one of the best vampire movies ever made, as far as I'm concerned. Kiefer Sutherland and Corey Haim, Corey Feldman. I think it was like the last legit movie that Corey Haim and Corey Feldman probably have done. For those of you who may have seen advertisements or whatever for Lost Boys, The Lost Tribe, the sequel 20 years afterward,
don't bother.
It sucks. This was such a disappointment. I guess the star of the whole thing is Kiefer Sutherland's actual, like, stepbrother or something like that. The man has no emotion whatsoever. I do not like it. The only thing that made any kind of bit of sense in it was Corey Haim's character, or Feldman, whichever one of the friggin' Coreys was one of the Frog Brothers. He made the whole friggin' movie, as far as I'm concerned. Take him out of it, and it's a piece of crap. I'm sorry, I did not like The Lost Boys, The Tribe. It's a piece of crap. I'm sorry. That's all there is to it. What else? Carrie.
You've seen Carrie. I know you have.
Of course. I've read the book, too.
Mm-hmm. Carrie is an awesome horror movie. Sissy Spacek. Girl with a fanatically religious mother. Everything is bad. Boys are bad. They only want one thing. And blah, blah, blah. Burns down her school. Actually, she doesn't set the friggin' fire. She doesn't do it. It's one of those scenes where everything that could go wrong did go wrong. The only thing Carrie did, really, was lock the doors with telekinesis. That's
yep.
really all she did. And then everybody panicking, set off the fire. Oh, and the water hose. She also sprayed everyone with the fire hose. But other than that, she didn't start the fire. So I think Carrie got a bum rap. Although I was rather thrilled that Stalker Channing's character got killed at the end. She was a bitch. Let's see. Exorcist, Hellraiser, Blair Witch, Changeling. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You gotta love the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You just have to.
You really like that one, too.
I do. I like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And as far as I'm concerned, the remake that they did a few years back, just as good as the original. I could have done without the suicide in the van. where she kept that gun and pulled it out of should not have been shown on the screen. Yeah, I found it distasteful. Other than that, good movie. You can use your imaginations on that one, folks.
Yeah, that was a little tacky.
Yeah, it was wasn't even, it was simply distasteful where she pulled that gun out of. And you can use your imaginations. I'm pretty sure most of you have gotten it. But other than that, I thought it was a great movie. I love R. Lee Ermey. The guy that, you know, everything he plays, he's always a freaking drill sergeant. You know what I mean? So, what do you think you're doing, maggot? You know, that kind of thing. He played the sheriff in the remake, and I thought he did a great job.
He's creepy enough as it is.
Oh, yeah, but in Texas Chainsaw, the remake of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, he was great as the sheriff. He did a great job. Let's see. Poltergeist. Guy goes into the bathroom and tears his own face off.
You gotta love it.
Anyway, yeah, Poltergeist, great movie. What do you think of Poltergeist?
I loved it.
One of the first horror movies I can remember seeing, I mean, besides Don't Be Afraid of the Dark, my aunt was like the only person I knew that had HBO at the time. HBO was a new channel back then for cable subscribers. And she had HBO, or was it Cinemax? Either one. But, you know, we sat down and said, "Ooh!" And, you know, Poltergeist, we watched Poltergeist. The steak crawling along the counter. That was brilliant. Of course, Poltergeist 2, on the other hand, really started getting silly. The magic munchkin brings in a Indian shaman. And they're trying to get out of, you know, they're frantic. They're trying to leave the house, and all of a sudden, the big Indian is there on the porch. Like, "Who the hell are you?"
"Name's Taylor."
"Great, good name. We're leaving."
Well, it's kind of funny.
Let's see here. And then, of course, we get into the Japanese horrors of late. The Japanese horrors have really gotten. Really gotten interesting in the last 10 years, I'd say. One, of course, the one that always comes to mind, The Grudge. Now, if you have the patience and the attention span to actually watch, you know, and read subtitles, then you definitely want to see Ju-on, the original Japanese film. But I don't think Sarah Michelle Gellar did a bad job with the American remake. Of course, that's because the original director from Japan also made the American version. So, you know, it lends some credibility to the film. And I don't think she did a bad job. But it just, the scene at the end where, God, I don't know what her name is. The name of the girl?
Don't ask me.
I don't know. But anyway, at the end of the movie, she, like, crawls out of a body bag or something like that. And I'm looking at it for the first time, and you think it's a mannequin. It has to be. Nobody moves like that.
She's a contortionist.
It was a contortionist. They got a real girl to do that crap. It's like, oh, my God, someone moves like that? It's great. Freaking The Grudge Part 2, total crap. It's craptacular. If you like crappy horror movies, go see, you know, every horror movie sequel ever made. Anyway, but yeah, The Grudge Part 2, it's crap. God, it's such crap. It almost makes me cry.
I know, those things are just bad.
It makes me cry that I actually spent money to watch those.
I'm sorry, hon. Sometimes it happens.
It does. Sometimes you think you're going to get a quality product, and it's crap. All right, well, that's everything on my top list. What do you got? All right, let's take a look at the channel here. Let's see here. killer clowns from outer space? No, I don't think so.
You forgot Pumpkinhead. You like Pumpkinhead.
Pumpkinhead.
I love Pumpkinhead.
Matter of fact, I just bought Pumpkinhead at Walmart. Yes, I admit it. I went to Walmart for the first time in like a year and a half.
Oh, bullshit.
I don't go to Walmart that often. I try to go to Target when I can. Walmart's the evil small business destroying corporation. I try not to support them. But anyway, yeah, they had a. We were there. You know, we were up in that area anyway, watching
Saw 5.
And
yeah,
I liked Saw 5. I thought it was all right. I mean, I didn't love it. I didn't love Saw 5, but
it was okay.
It was all right. It was okay. I mean, if all five movies come out in a compilation pack next year, I'll probably pick it up. But I wouldn't buy it individually. I know what Arethi is talking about. Pulse, the new one, where was it? Spirits can be seen during a certain frequency or something like that. It was okay. The original Pulse dealt more with, if I remember correctly, God, it's been a long time since I've seen it. The original Pulse movie had something to do with a ghost in the electrical system or something like that.
I think that sounds about right.
But yeah, I haven't seen that in a long time. Bram Stoker's Dracula, I don't consider a horror movie. It was a chick flick.
What?
Bram Stoker's Dracula was a vampire chick flick. That the exact same thing with Interview with a Vampire. Chick flicks. They were vampire chick flicks. White Noise? I liked White Noise. White Noise, God, what the hell is his name?
I'm sorry, I don't know.
He was Beetlejuice.
Michael Keaton?
Michael Keaton, yes. Plays a guy who has just lost his wife. And it gets into EMFs. EMFs. Electronic voice recordings. And stuff like that. And he finds this guy who claims to have been talking to his wife. Well, wife's been dead for a number of years now. And, you know, he pops in a videotape, all of a sudden you kind of hear a voice. But he gets obsessed with it. And, you know, if anyone's ever seen the old 80s movie Witchboard, you know, it warns against, you know, if you use it often, you'll get addicted to it. And then the ghosts and spirits start using you and, you know, will come after you and stuff like that. Well, it's the same premise in White Noise. Michael Keaton's character becomes addicted to, you know, not only hearing from his wife, but, you know, he's hearing from other spirits as well. He becomes addicted, and some darker forces start coming through the TV and start haunting him and stuff like that. But anyway, yeah, White Noise, I liked it. If, you know, if I happen to throw it on my Netflix, my queue and, EVP, sorry, that's what I was trying to think of. Electronic voice phenomenon. But yeah, I'll probably throw it on the Netflix queue at some point. I thought it was a pretty good movie. You know what? I think we're going to go ahead and take another music break so we can rack up some more of these. We can take care of more of this Rocky Horror Picture Show music stuff that we got lined up here. So we're going to take another music break. We'll be back in about 10-15 minutes. This is the Jethel Horror Silverwing Show. Enjoy the music. We'll be right back.
From the day he was born, he was from the day.
Mata Deltoid! Hanna Bicep! A hot cut groin! And a tricep makes me shake, makes me wanna take Charles his Atlas by the hand in just 7 days. Oh, baby, I can make you a man. Oh, 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 oh. I don't want no dissension. Just dynamic tension.
From the day he was born, he was trouble. He was the thorn in his mother's side. She tried in vain, but he never gave her nothing. What shame. He left home the day she died. From the day she was gone, all he wanted was rock and roll porn. Only more than Mike shooting up junk. He was a low down cheap little punk, taking everyone for the ride.
When he said he did it like his daddy, you knew he was a no good kid. Oh, when he threatened your life with a switchblade knife,
what a guy!
Made you cry.
And I did.
Everybody loved him. I very nearly loved him. I said, hey, listen to me. Stay safe inside insanity. But he locked the door and threw away the key.
But he must have been drawn into something, making him warn me, and it knows which leads.
What's it say? What's it say?
Well, I'm out of my head. Oh, hurry, or I may be dead. They mustn't carry out their evil deeds.
When Eddie said he did it like his teddy, you knew he was a no good kid. But when he threatened your life with a switchblade knife,
what a guy!
You cry.
And I did.
When Eddie said he did it like his teddy, you knew he was a no good kid. When he
turns
your life with a switchblade knife,
what a guy!
Makes you cry.
And I did.
feel sexy. What's come over me? Oh, wow, here it comes again. Oh,
I feel released. At times deceased. My confidence has increased. Reality is here. The game has been disbanded. My mind has been expanded. It's a blast and crazy landed. His love is so sincere.
And we interrupt the Jethel Horror Silverwing Show to bring us the following announcement. It is Finlock's birthday, so here are the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
I'm a wild and untamed thing. I'm a bee with a deadly sting. Take a hit and your mind goes hang. Your heart pump and your blood will sing. Get the party and the sounds rock on. We're gonna shake it till the night has gone. Rose of my world, keep you safe from a trouble and pain. I'm a wild and untamed thing. I'm a bee with a deadly sting. You take a hit and your mind goes hang. Your heart pump and your blood will sing. So let the party and the sounds are gone. We're gonna sing it till the light has gone. Rose to my world, keep you safe from the trouble and pain.
Short and sweet.
couldn't believe it. Just had to find out for myself and I couldn't conceive it. Cause I never would have listened to nobody else and I couldn't believe it. Just had to find out for myself. Oh, there's some things in your wrath you just can't explain.
Time has parted, they in the soil, their blood stained the ground. Elves and humans, a council was called, the dark elves were stirring round. Tephis led the forces of light, Lannis led darkness to war. The battle raged for what seemed like days as the forest filled with a roar. Fiona took up her sword, her soul glowed with Tunea's grace. Lannis, all the darkness swelled in rage with Enerim's hate. Paladin Soulfire struck Lannis down, victory seemed at hand. But Larkin took old Nurgle's stone, and incantation began to chant. A pillar of fire ignited his soul as he called out Enerim's name. Fiona turned and called for retreat as death was soon at hand. Enerim stepped forth onto the wood, light or dark, all fell in death. What was to be their victory became their doom, none was left by Enerim's hand. Many years have passed since then, travel the woods only in day's light. Should the sun fall below the trees, run swiftly for your life. But for now, when the moon shines down, animals flee to sacred paths. You can hear the soldiers screaming and hear the undead laugh.
Never go back in the kitchen core, well, you better not go at night. There's things out there, the myth that them was to make a paladin running cry high. Fire beats crawl, the fire bats, fire fights, creep around on the ground. When the sun goes down, the following nights get up as they walk around. Couldn't believe it, just had to find out for myself. Couldn't conceive it, cause I never would have listened to nobody else. Couldn't believe it, just had to find out for myself. Oh, there's some things in Norrath you just can't explain.
There's some things in Norrath you can't explain.
Okay, and we're not quite live back yet. We decided to open up. Oh, it's been a long time since we've used the Farback weather machine for Dwarf and Cheez-It to to give us a weather report back from EverQuest 1. I mean, the last time that we attempted this, God, they ended up getting sent into PBS, the Public Broadcasting System. What a
mess.
Well,
I still don't think it's a good idea using it.
Well, we're going to give it a try.
You've moved so many times. The thing's been rearranged and put back together. I think there's pieces missing from it, hon.
Well, you know, I called the gnomes in, and we did a complete redesign, and it's actually it's more compact. I think it looks really great. It's right here above the banking area in the Legion of Kithacor Tier 2 Guild Hall here on the Antonia Bale server. It's up. It's running, and I say we give it a shot. Guys, what do you say?
Oh, I don't know about this!
I don't know about it either.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and give it a shot here, and we'll see. We'll have to see what happens. I mean, we're not going to know if it works until we try it.
Uh-huh.
All right, so here we go. All right, guys. Okay, we haven't done this in a while.
Are you sure that thing still works?
Try this,
I don't want to wind up with that.
Don't send me that purple dinosaur.
Okay, get into place.
Oh, he was the worst.
Right, I'm in. Okay,
okay, firing up the Farback machine. A dwarf.
Yep, what?
Where did all these DVDs come from?
Well, it's Halloween weekend.
Yeah, I know it's Halloween.
Gonna watch them later.
Where are all these?
We're gonna have to
look at all these. You're gonna fall over.
I don't. Cheez-It?
Yeah, Dwarf?
Are you okay?
I think so.
I'm not sure where to... Oh, this place is disgusting!
Ew!
I don't like the sound of that.
Where the heck that music come from?
The hell?
What the heck's going on?
Oh, Jethro, you zapped us into the DVD!
Dwarf?
Yeah?
What was first on the list?
Oh, let me get the receipt. Um,
Oh, that doesn't sound good at all.
Oh, cheese it. It's Nightmare on Elm Street.
No.
Freddy's gonna get us. Just get the get us out of here. Anywhere. Hit the button. Oh.
Oh, my head. Oh,
where the hell are we now?
I don't know.
All the crucifixes around here.
Ooh.
Oh, little girl!
Excuse me!
Little girl, can you tell me where
Help.
We are?
Help.
Holy crap! It's the Exorcist! Where is the Exorcist? Jethro, hit the switch again! Oh, Jethro!
What the? Hey, do we get zapped to unrest or something?
I'm not sure. Oh.
Man, this place is kind of weird.
Holy crap, look at that mattress.
Oh, wow.
Someone had a really bad day.
Someone went stabby real bad. Hey, dwarf, look.
Yeah, what you got?
It's a box.
A box?
Kind of pretty.
It's a puzzle box.
Oh, it's moving. Well, what's on that receipt? What's next?
We have such sights to show you.
Holy crap! Hellraiser! Run!
I don't know about you, dwarf, but I'm getting tired.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
All this running.
Oh.
Now what?
Oh, what's next on the list here?
Look at that guy with the weird mask.
Oh, it's Mike Myers.
You know, he doesn't seem to be going that fast.
Yeah, you're right. I think we can just jog and keep ahead of him. I don't get it. How did this guy ever kill anyone?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm bored. Jethro, hit the button again.
Hit it!
Oh, you had to get that Tales from the Crypt compilation DVD, didn't you?
I like the Crypt Keeper.
Oh, no, this is too random. Too random, Jethro. Get us out of here. Or bring us home, will ya? Come on, the skit's going long.
I want to get to trick-or-treating.
Oh, my head. Oh, what the hell happened? Oh, well, oh, Jesus. Jesus, what the hell? Why am I chained to Cheez-It and the other the chain's going to the wall? What's happening? What's going on?
Hello, dwarf. I want to play a game.
Oh, hell no.
For too long, you let two things rule your entire existence.
Oh.
The love of ale.
Ale.
And the love for Cheez-It.
Oh, Cheez-It, my buddy.
The chain which binds you to Cheez-It also keeps you out of reach of that tasty, ice-cold stein of ale.
A stein of ale?
There is a rusty, old hacksaw just within your reach.
Oh!
Ale or Cheez-It, the choice is yours.
Ale or Cheez-It, using the saw. Ale or Cheez-It. Oh, ale or Cheez-It. No!
So let me get this straight. We just go house to house.
Right.
And they just give us candy?
Well, yes, trick-or-treating.
Okay, I see where the treats come in, but what's the trick?
Well, if they don't give you any candy or whatever, you're supposed to do like a little trick like cover the house in toilet paper or something.
Oh. Okay, so the candy goes in here.
Right.
What is this thing?
That's a bucket.
It looks like a head.
Oh, yeah, well, it's meant to look like an old monster movie.
Monster movie?
The monster's name was Frankenstein.
Hey, you guys ready to go?
I think so. I think I got everything.
Yeah, well, you just go up to the door.
Uh-huh.
You knock on the door. You hold out the bucket and you just say,
be not Frankenstein.
Well, I ain't evil, I'm just good looking. Start the fire, baby, start cooking. I'm a hungry man. I'll blow down your house. Then I'm gonna eat ya. Bring you to a simmer. Right on time. Run my greasy fingers on your greasy spine. Feed my Frankenstein.
Feed my libido.
Oh, he's a psycho.
And let me drink the wine from your fur teacup.
Velcro on this thick-ass feet. Make my tattoos melt in the heat.
Well, I ain't no Vegemite. My feet on the bone. Alive and kicking on your ice cream cone. See my Frankenstein.
Need my libido.
He's a psycho.
Sound very fun.
Well, it wasn't so much trick or treating as it was a brutal slaying.
Oh, he's a psycho!
Oh, Dwarf, I think we need to get a cleric.
Oh,
look, that kid's got an arrow through his head.
Oh, that's just a mouse kicking gun.
How do I get them?
A trick or treating!
My pants were full. I had enough for the day.
so inviting. Stately noble stone walls, tapestries, carpets and ivy hung in medieval halls. I saw a dark, lovely figure. She drew me inside. Her hair was white, her robe was blue. She had blood red eyes. She said, "Welcome to the castle of May and Miss Bar." Pretty gypsy girl,
pretty gypsy girl,
they can steal your world. Well, there's plenty of room. Join us here in Castle Miss Bar. That was what it seems.
That is what it seems.
Fulfill all your dreams. My mind swam a sensation. She brought me food and ale. A gypsy girl danced and twirled, graceful, light and pale. The court took the throne room. Princess Riesta with platinum braids. Familiars rested, advisor schemed with butler Sinkhole and Isis the maid. As I settled, I shifted, and I saw from the corner of my eye blood figures moving about. Something just wasn't right. She came and eased all my trouble with charming grace. She poured more wine to warm my spirits, and everything seemed to say, "Welcome to the castle of Bay on Miss Bar." Pretty gypsy girls,
pretty gypsy girls,
can steal your world. There's plenty of room. Join us here in Castle Miss Bar. Nothing's what it seems.
Nothing's what it seems.
Just ignore the screams.
I woke, time was fleeting. I felt the warmth of her breath on a mattress soft and full. The night was silent as death. On the wall there before me, a mirror showed splendor so fair. I looked rested and ready for her, but in the mirror she wasn't there. I jumped and ran through the doorway, blood-stained marble floors. Her spell alert and enthralled me. My mouth was screaming, my heart wanted more. I fell to my knees, tears fall deathly. Her eyes thrown with night. She gave me shelter, gold and her love. All I gave her was my life.
Are back. You know, there's one movie that, you know, it's actually kind of a crappy movie, but I like bits and pieces of it. No one has ever seen this movie. It's called Sandman the Sleep Stalker. And the only reason that movie even comes to mind is it's in the car right now.
What's it doing there?
Well, because I grabbed the actually, shoot, did I remember to grab it? It may actually be back at work.
We don't know where it's at. It's somewhere.
It's either at work or it's in the car. I got it from Netflix. I went ahead and upgraded our account so I can get two movies at the same time. Because I'm always, you know, forgetting to return the first movie. But, oh, man, I got to wait like 3 days to get a new one. God damn it. That was one of the benefits of Blockbuster. At least you could turn them in at the store and pick something up new. Oh, well. All right. You know, one of the things I really miss, and I know I said it in last year's show, But I miss actually, you know, the kids going out trick-or-treating. It's not like it was when we were kids. I remember when I was a kid, trick-or-treating didn't start until the sun went down. And then we were trick-or-treating and basically until like 9 p.m. or something like that. You know, you knew better than to go to a stranger's house. You know, but, you know, it really wasn't an issue where someone was going to be kidnapped or anything like that, you know. But, I don't know, I guess all the holidays were better when you look back when you were kids, you know, back in the 70s and early 80s and stuff like that.
I remember back in my day, Thanksgiving was Thanksgiving and Christmas wasn't poking its ass into it!
I love that line from Lewis Black. God, couldn't believe I walked into Costco before. You know, it was like the middle of August and they already had their Christmas stuff starting to go up. What the hell? Anyway.
They're insane.
We'll rant about that in another show. But yeah, there is something to be said about crappy horror movies too. I mean, they can be entertaining. The Toxic Avenger.
Love it.
Crappy horror movie. Minimal budget. Matter of fact, I don't even think they paid the actors. All the money went into the special effects.
Wasn't much.
Nope. Alright, we're back. Refresh your streams.
See, you put down Toxic Avenger and he came along and avenged himself on you.
Apparently.
Put a mop right in your stream.
My God. Now, the thing with the Toxic Avenger that I always found really, really funny, well, or mildly annoying, whichever you want to put it, you go to, like, Toxic Avenger 1, and the little bit that he does speak, he's got a big, tough voice, and whatnot. But you get to, like, Toxic Avenger 3, and he's talking like this, whoa! Yes.
He became a surfer dude.
When the hell did Toxie become a freaking surfer dude?
Never know. Maybe he went to Miami Beach or something and, you know, got a toxic tan or something.
I don't know. But yeah, if you gotta look at a film company that's just wild about annoyingly grotesque horror, it's the Tromaville Studios. It's like, how can we gross him out this time? Let's make black pus spew out of his ears.
Yeah.
It's, oh my God.
But that's what made them endearing. They're funny that way.
Yes. I mean, it was horror with a very... You had to take everything with a grain of salt with Tromaville. You can't take the movie seriously. If you do, you'll be really pissed off that you spent the money to rent it in the first place.
Now, didn't they put out Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, or was that another?
I don't think Tromaville did that one.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Let me see here. Attack.
You know, another movie we forgot was The Blob. The old one.
Well, that's sci-fi. That's not really horror.
It is horror. Horror sci-fi. How's that?
Yeah, all right. No, that was not Troma.
Well, if you've got it up, what's some of their...
Oh, wait a minute. I'm looking at the wrong one. This is Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, 1978. Not the same. Oh, wait. Yes, it is. I'm sorry. My bad. But, yeah, not Troma. I wonder if Wiki has a Troma entry.
They should. They have everything.
They do, actually. Troma Studios. There we go. Let's check this out here. Toxic Avenger, Tromeo and Juliet. There we go. The Class of Nukem High.
There you go.
I like the class of Newcomb High. The friggin' honor roll becomes this bunch of wild hooligans. Actually, I'm sorry, not hooligans. What were they? Cretans. Their gang was called the Cretans. Chopper Chicks in Zombie Town. I don't think I saw that one. Blood-sucking Freaks. That sounds good. Surf Nazis Must Die. All right. Apparently, he's old. Holy crap, there's just a lot of trauma films.
Well, yeah, they did a lot. Not good, but a lot.
Yeah, it actually looks like they bought the rights to a lot of movies, too. Like, going all the way back to the 30s. Anyway, I think we're pretty much talked out of horror movies at this. I mean, we can just go on and on and on. But, you know, I gave my list of what I thought were good horror movies, and having a good time with it. And, yeah, we got, like, 3 more songs left on the Rocky Horror Picture Show, the Jethro Horror Silverwing Show, I should say. So we're going to go ahead and get those taken care of and end with the famous ending shtick, and we'll all yell, "Hey, Rock," and have a good time with it. So you want to shout out to anyone there, Elkman?
Everybody on AV.
Woo! Antonia Bale.
And everybody in the Legion of Kithacor.
The Legion of Kithacor.
And one to Surgeon.
Surgeon. Haven't seen him in a while. So anyway, this has been the Jethro Horror Silverwing Show on online gaming radio. Alright, we'll see you folks next week, or if you just shoot me a tell over here on the AV server, I'll be more than happy to say hi to you, sign a virtual autograph, whatever, I don't care.
Oh, can I say something?
Sure, go ahead.
I almost have 300 books now.
Oh, God. You're not bringing them into the guild hall.
You've told me that every time I tell you how many I have, and I keep telling you I'm not bringing them. So, your point is?
Woo! No books in the guild hall! All right, folks. Let's wrap up the Jethro Horror Silverwing Show with, let's see. There's 3 songs to end it off, and then we'll have our famous ending shtick, and we'll end with some songs and blah, 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 blah.
I think so. Zan wants to borrow all 300 of them.
Yeah, and I think she wants to arrange them by, alphabetically?
Alphabetically ordered, yes. Separating out the you know, racial books and the L&I books from the rest, yeah.
Exactly. I think she wants...
On the day I went away,
goodbye
was all I had to say.
Now
I want to come again and stay.
Oh my, my.
Smile and that will mean I may. And I realize I'm going home.
I'm going home.
Everywhere it's been the same. In the rain,
dealing.
Free to try and find the game,
dealing.
Cause
for sorrow, cards for pain. Cause I've seen blue skies through the tears with my eyes, and I realize
face. Some insects call the human race lost in time, but lost in space and meaning.
Late night double feature,
picture show. I wanna go home. To the late night double feature picture show.
Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Oh, not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
To the left. With your hands on your hips. Fantasy free, so you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention, well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip. It's just a jump to the left. With your hands on your hips.
That's it for this episode of the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
And I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheese and Nibblebuds!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is D Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Linkdeath. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alcoholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by three badgers, two giant rats, a four-pound jar of jelly beans, a package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday night at 4 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for me, Gentle Silverwing, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elk Vagina, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.